So getting back to the Napoleonic era, how was Napoleon defeated at sea?
The Napoleonic Wars are the great contest of the modern world between land power and sea power. Napoleon, the great warlord of the European continent, a man who was able to defeat all comers, Austria, Prussia, Russia, in a series of titanic battles and rule over territory almost as large as the modern European Union. But he was never able to contest command of the sea with the British effectively. It's probably summed up by his invasion of Egypt in 1799. Napoleon gets to Egypt, he lands and conquers Egypt, and then Nelson turns up and wipes out his navy and cuts him off. And the Royal Navy then helps the Turks defend the fortress of Acre in Palestine, and Napoleon can't get out of Egypt. He's stuck. His army starts to die of disease, and he eventually scuttles back to Europe, and he never leaves Europe again until the British take him to St. Helena. Napoleon doesn't understand the sea. This is strange because he comes from a small island in the Mediterranean, but he simply doesn't get that the sea is a difficult, complex environment in which things cannot be predicted. Napoleon's genius is moving armies around the map of Europe and combining them on the battlefield to overwhelm the enemy. And he tries to do this at sea, and it simply doesn't work. The Great Trafalgar Campaign, he wanted naval forces to leave France and Spain from four different ports to meet at the same place in the West Indies and then come back to Europe and achieve strategic effect. Nobody was able to tell him that the wind and the weather means that this isn't going to happen. And it didn't. None of these combinations, these brilliant plans, ever came to pass. When it came to sea power, Napoleon was baldric. He had a cunning plan and it never worked. Because the British always knew what Napoleon was trying to do. It was blindingly obvious. He had an army at Boulogne. Oh, he might want to cross the Channel. We'd better be ready for that. When he sends his fleet out, it's pretty obvious what he's going to do because it's all tied together. In 1805, the culminating campaign, which leads to the Battle of Trafalgar, Napoleon thinks that by sending ships to the West Indies and attacking British commerce, which is then very important, the British will send a fleet out there, and that fleet will leave a space through which he can send his other fleet into the Channel and supervise an invasion of England. When the French fleet leaves the Mediterranean, Nelson, who is only meant to be in command in the Mediterranean, works out what's going on and chases after them, all the way to the West Indies. And when Admiral Villeneuve hears that Nelson has arrived, he turns round and runs back home again because he doesn't want to face Nelson. Napoleon's plan collapses. His main fleet, which is in the port of Brest, at the coast of Brittany, is ordered to leave, and Nelson's friend Admiral Cornwallis makes sure they can't leave. He closes in on the harbour mouth and drives them back in again. By August 1805, it's over. Napoleon knows this, and his army breaks camp at Boulogne and marches to Austria, where it wins the battles of Ulm and Austerlitz. He can't defeat the British. And he then orders Villeneuve, who is in Cadiz, to take his fleet to Sicily, to conquer the island of Sicily, which is critical to the British in the Mediterranean. And that's what leads to the Battle of Trafalgar. They weren't going to invade England, they were going to invade Sicily. And Nelson let them come out and then wiped them out. Nelson was able to deal with what Napoleon was doing because he had a genius for war, every bit as great as Napoleon's, but he was fighting on his own in his own environment. Nelson is, in terms of this era, a greater commander than Napoleon because he is undefeated in the great battles and the side that he's leading wins. Napoleon loses because he's fighting for something which people don't want. Napoleon ultimately is the angel of destruction. He ruins everything he touches. He wipes out the adult male manpower of France. He destroys the French economy. He wrecks the political system of Europe. He removes faith and integrity from international diplomacy. He breaks treaties. He breaks everything. Nelson lived and died to maintain the constitution, the church, and position of Britain in the world. And when he died, he said, "Thank God I've done my duty." Napoleon didn't see it like that. It was about him. With Nelson, it wasn't. It was about his country and its needs. So Napoleon was never going to win those wars because the British could stop him leaving Europe. And every time he gets outside Western Europe, his system fails. After Trafalgar, the great British campaigns are in the Iberian Peninsula. Everybody thinks the British have some kind of ambition to drive the French out of Portugal and Spain. They don't. All they want is to stop the French using Portugal and Cadiz as bases for their navy. So Wellington's army builds a huge fortress around Lisbon, the lines of Torres Vedras, and if Wellington had held nothing else, that would have been a result. The rest of Portugal and Spain were of little interest to the British. We didn't want them, And if the Portuguese and Spanish weren't able to liberate them for themselves, it probably wasn't our job to do it for them. But a French fleet in Lisbon and at Cadiz would have cut up British Atlantic shipping, which included all the ships coming back from India, and would have almost certainly defeated Britain. So that was a strategic use of the army to secure the navy's needs. You see the same thing in the attack on Copenhagen in 1807, when the Danish navy is taken away to reduce the threat to Britain. The destruction of the naval base on the island of Walcheren in 1809, similar attack. What the navy is doing is it's removing the ability of Napoleon and his allies to operate at sea. And the army's role is the spearhead of those operations to land and destroy naval bases and ships. Wellington is able to press on into Portugal and Spain because Napoleon invades Russia and runs out of troops. And so the Spanish front is denuded and the British then press on. But that's a very subordinate operation to holding those two great seaports. Those are the key to the Atlantic. And you see the rest around the world, the things the British occupy and conquer in this long cycle of wars, it's all about controlling the sea. Malta, the key to controlling the Mediterranean. Cape Town, key to the route to India. Sri Lanka, Ceylon, and latterly what is now Indonesia. The British are just occupying the territories that give them strategic control of the ocean and ocean-going trade. And they take away French colonies where the French are operating ships that are attacking British trade. So in the West Indies, Mauritius and Guadeloupe are taken four times in the space of 22 years to stop the French using them, including in 1815 during the Waterloo campaign. People forget this, but the war happened outside Belgium as well. In the Indian Ocean, they took Mauritius, which was a major base for French cruisers, and they literally took away all the places from which the French could attack British trade. And this reduced the cost of insurance on British shipping, reduced British shipping losses, it increased the vitality of the economy, and helped the British raise the money to defeat Napoleon. Napoleon was defeated by sea power, but the right arm of sea power isn't battleships, it's money. Sea power gives you command of economic output, and economic output allows you to fund Austrian, Prussian, and Russian armies rather than using your own manpower, and it enables you to carry on the war with this very expensive instrument, the navy. Napoleon spends as much money on his navy, but he gets nothing for it. He's wasting money on ships he doesn't know how to use, and he doesn't have sailors to man them. One of the things the British do throughout the war is lock up any skilled French seafarers they get. A prison at Dartmoor, which is still used to this day, was built to house French sailors. So the French couldn't take their navy to sea because far too many French sailors were locked up in Britain. So we denied the French access to the sea, the manpower to use the sea, and the profits of using the sea. Essentially, we broke their economy. And this model had already been used in previous wars with France. France always ended the Great Wars broke, and the British always ended the Great Wars in profit. So it's better to win with money than blood.